And we say amen, along with the choir, worthy is the Lamb. As we come just for a few moments to God's Word, the Apostle Paul talks about the Lamb of sacrifice, Jesus Christ. When in Philippians 2, he says your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. But he made himself nothing, taking the very servant nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient to death, even death on a cross. We call this our Night of the Masters as we sing and celebrate with music composed by the great masters and performed by wonderful artists all around us. There's another great master, great artist, who was not a musical artist, but a world-famous artist by the name of Vincent van Gogh. What's not known as commonly about Vincent van Gogh is he didn't always want to be an artist. He wanted to be a pastor. I can understand that. And in fact, in 1879, he was assigned to a small parish to pastor in a mining community in Belgium, and he found that for the miners that worked and lived there, the conditions were deplorable, and they were paid poverty-level wages, and their families were malnourished and just struggled to survive. And in fact, even the small little stipend he was being paid for the church made him feel like he had a moderately good lifestyle compared to those that he had come to serve. One day he was watching as the miners were trudging home after work from a long day in the mines. And there was this old man. It was a February night. An old man stumbling along with nothing but burlap around him to keep him warm. So immediately Van Gogh laid out all his clothes on his bed. He selected enough clothes for one change of clothes for himself personally and gave a full suit of clothes to this cold elderly man, this miner. And he gave his overcoat to a pregnant woman whose husband had just been killed in a mining accident. In fact, he put himself on a starvation ration of food and gave his own meager wages and stipend from the church to buying food for other mining families. And there was a family with a little child who contracted typhoid fever, and although he was beginning to experience the fever himself, he packed up his own bed and took it to their small home so that child could have a bed to lie in. At one point, a wealthy man in the community offered free room and board to Van Gogh. After all, he was the local pastor and was doing so much for the people. But he felt like he couldn't accept that. Van Gogh said that, I don't know that people could trust me in this community unless I become like them. And how else can the love of God show through me except that I love them enough to share everything I have with them? That is exactly the imitation of the gospel of Christ. Paul says that Jesus, though he was God, he took off the clothes of royalty and the privileges of heaven. And it says he humbled himself. Rather than grasping for himself, he humbled himself and was found in appearance as a man and became obedient even to death on a cross. One of Jesus' close followers, Peter, the Apostle Peter, put it this way, that in his body he bore our sins on the cross. That Jesus gave up everything, even personal comfort, in exchange for physical agony and spiritual agony as our sins were pinned with Jesus' body to the cross. Our sins that separate us from God. Our sins that have kept us spiritually malnourished and impoverished and separate from the life-giving resources of a loving God. That sin was nailed to the cross with Christ. We celebrate this week a wonderful, loving God who gave everything and said, I don't think they'll trust me until I live among them and become one of them and give everything to them to show the love of God. And then 3 days later, he rose from the dead to say, this is not a morbid story in the end, but this is the story of our rescue. The God who has created us has acted to rescue us. And he rose again 3 days later out of that grave. And so Paul says in the next verse, after talking about the self-emptying, agonizing death of Christ on the cross as he bore our sin, Paul says, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's who we worship tonight. That's who we preach and proclaim and live for as a church family. That's who we invite you to if you do not know him tonight. Would you pray with me? Father, as we begin this Easter week, we thank you that you loved us so much not to stay indifferent or distant, but you came among us and became like us and gave everything so that you could meet us at our worst. You could meet us at the point where we're just honest about our sinfulness and our failure and our wrong and our independence from you. And you shed your blood on the cross so that we could be forgiven. And then you rose again from the dead to show that your sacrifice was enough. And indeed, worthy is the Lamb of sacrifice. And we praise you tonight. And we ask you to forgive our sin. And we ask you to come into our lives. And may the resurrection life of God make us new and alive afresh tonight. And may we worship you with full and loving hearts this Easter week. You who loved us so wonderfully and perfectly. In Jesus' name, amen.